AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
King Charles stepped outside the gates of Buckingham Palace today to greet well-wishers.
Thank you for your kindness.
He made his first address to the nation since taking the throne on the death of his mother.
Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing. That promise of lifelong service I renew to you all today.
Among world leaders expressing condolences today, France's president.
President Emmanuel Macron remembered the Queen's love for the French nation.
Elizabeth II mastered our language, loved our culture, and touched our heart.
He acknowledged that the monarch was more than just a Queen of Britain.
To you, she was your Queen. To us, she was the Queen. To us all, she would be with us forever.
Macron said no other foreign sovereign had visited the French presidential palace more often than Elizabeth, who had known all eight presidents of contemporary France. I'm Karen Chamas.
Queen Elizabeth met every American president since Dwight Eisenhower, with the exception of Lyndon Johnson. President Biden met with her last year and says he will attend her funeral.
I will be going.
Biden was in Ohio today for groundbreaking at a new Intel computer chip plant. He says his efforts to promote high-tech innovation will create jobs nationwide.
Jobs for the future. Jobs in every part of the country. We're not going to leave a part behind. There's no need to not develop the whole country. Jobs that show the industrial Midwest is back.
On Wall Street, stocks broke a three-week losing streak. For the week, the S&P gained 3.6%, the Dow 2.7, and the NASDAQ 4.1. This is AP News.
Planned Parenthood representatives from 24 states met in California's capital Friday to map out a nationwide strategy to protect and strengthen access to abortion. The group would ultimately like to follow California's lead, where state lawmakers passed robust abortion protections this year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. At a meeting attended by a reporter for the Associated Press, participants were not specific about their strategies. But in Lansing, Michigan Friday,
that motion carries 4-0.
The Michigan Board of State Canvassers agreed to put Proposal 3 on the November ballot, asking voters if the right to an abortion should be added to the state constitution. I'm Mike Gracia.
Finally, the U.S. government has posted a $40,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of a Malaysian defense contractor known as Fat Leonard. He fled before his sentencing in a bribery scandal. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.